St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight, our year-ender. Can you believe it? A year has gone by. Man, it flew. 2025, we're about ready to say goodbye, ring in anew, and get ready for yet another year of great local music in the scene. And the Grassroots Show involved. Bob Cupp with you, along with Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. What a year it's been. Busy, great, celebrations galore, anniversaries. You had a couple of those with Shady Lady and the Noble Hops. Our friend Bill Damiano, Build the Scene, had an anniversary as well. And here we are celebrating another year of the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station.
I would say I had three of them if you count our 700th episode, well,
that's,
Bob.
That's right.
Yeah, which we just celebrated a couple weeks ago, plus or minus show or two.
Yeah, we might just be hitting it now. I don't know. Well, this might make it official. We all both have full 700 episodes. Yeah,
well, yes, I think you're right there.
Plus or minus suspensions.
Yeah. Well, I remember the days when, there was a lot of suspensions going on. You'd have to carry the show. I had to carry the show one time all by myself. But management has changed since then, and they've left us alone.
I know. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. We're going to have to stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We'll find a way to get suspended. Need some time off, you know. Hey, time flies when you're having fun. And, man, we've had a lot of music to talk about here in the year of 2025 and just reflecting back over time, and kicked off the new year with a visit with next week's guest, as a matter of fact, Rocky Lamondi from Music from the 412 and the Borstal Boys, who we have found they're stepping by the wayside for the time being. But there may be an album yet to be had from them, because there's one recorded, according to Rocky. But lots of things going on. And we kind of kicked off the year and went full circle with Megan Pennington first part of January, and then eventually Craig Veltri a little closer to spring. And then lo and behold, just a month ago, they produced a collaboration called Moonshine Vagabonds.
Yeah, and all new music coming from that, and a whole new project from there. And I mean, we had new music from Super Monkey. And
dun, dun, dun.
There you go. And Barnacle Feet, and of course, Sour Mash and Little Luna, which it was just awesome to go to L.A. and shoot some episodes of them with Jazz for Jazz's Rock and Roadshow, which is available right now on musicfromthe412.com. And of course, Jazz's YouTube channel. So lots of new music there. Stereo Scandal, Imagine That, we just had them on. Oh, yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah, and we met a lot of new bands, and some of them ended up making the Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival list, talking about the Confessors. You had an opportunity to see those guys perform and introduced me to them and said, hey, we need to have them for Band Jam, and met the band Faded Color. Kind of had seen them a little bit earlier in late 2024, and I'd mentioned them to you, and next thing you know, we got to see a show, and they put on a whale of a show and ended up being a Grassy nominee.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of young talent. You just mentioned two bands. They're young.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see a lot of that, you know, coming up again. I mean, Highway Moon, another, you know, good friends of some of the circles I travel in, and just the noise they're making for themselves and the talent that they bring to the whole thing.
Yeah, put on a great show at the 11th Frame, and unfortunately I was out of town, but boy, I wanted to see that, but I had some friends that were there sharing some video with me, and as expected, great show.
And they're writing their own music, so I hope they get on it, because I have a spot set aside for them for a certain show, if they're ready.
Yeah, all good stuff. Well, we're going to kind of review things and play you some music that we first heard in 2025, and we want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio and Jim Harpel, our longest running sponsor to this point. We've got a few of them, but we appreciate his support of the show. And of course, the local music scene, his support of that. His facility has produced some great music over the years. He's been on the engineering board of a few Grassy tunes, winners, and Grassy nominated. tunes as well.
Yeah, and featured some stuff from the studio on our Christmas show just last week as well. And then, you know, I was hanging out with Jazz in the studio here over the weekend, last weekend, and he was showing me some clips of the upcoming Lori Russo and the Uppercuts episode that he has coming out. And, she's a big part of the Meat Locker recording studio as well.
Well, going back, I mean, we just, for our continuous Christmas music and more, Jim Harpell and Lori Russo together,
yeah.
Jack G and Cole on drums, one of my favorite tunes to play at the holiday time. They did such a great version of Oh Holy Night, and that is as old as this show. Or beyond.
There you go. Well, you know, speaking of new music, too, something else is coming out of the Meat Locker recording studio. A couple songs already over this past year and more to come. And that is Jennifer Lynn Baker. And it's just what an honor to even be a part of this project, along with Chris Compton and Mike Kabilis. And just looking forward to the rest of her music dropping out and more things from her in the coming year. So, hey. First song I'm going to play out of the gate is Time's Kind Hands by Jennifer Lynn Baker.
Oh, fantastic stuff out of the Meat Locker recording studio. And well, let's follow that up. One of our first guests of 2025 back in January was an old visit with Bradley Scott Malone. He had been kind of quiet over a couple of years, and he was writing books, and now he's kind of gotten back in, and he wrote a story that is very connected to people in this community, but also connected to his own family. And I would think it ties into a lot of families from this area, King of the Underground, and the story of our great coal miners from the tri-state area. A lot of people have family members that have been a part of that, so let's dig that out. Bradley Scott Malone and Jennifer Lynn Baker to kick off the year-end recap for 2025 tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Times, kind hands, to have a home up around the bend. Till the cold man came, closed the gates again. Coltrane used to run just about twice a day. Fill my open arms with that honest man's pay. Well, I followed Granddad when I was nine. By the time I was 16, I was down in that mine. Then Daddy took ill, could no longer breathe the wind. So it was up to me, he's gonna live. I became the king, the king. When it closed right down, that old Blacksville mine, some men took to running pills, now they're doing time. Oh, but as for me, I took that crooked riverside. I spend my day turning mash and shine. 'Cause I became the king, the king, oh, the king, the king.
Appreciate you tuning in tonight. We're listening to Well, a lot of tunes that were released or debuted on this show in 2025. We call this our year-end get-together. And, of course, next week we're going to be visiting with Mr. Rocky Lamondi. He'll co-host the show. We'll be talking music from the 412 and more. But here we are, winding down the year 2025. And we just heard from Jennifer Lynn Baker in Time's Kind Hands, recorded at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Bradley Scott Malone and King of the Underground, and we roll on. And, you know, we talk about the new music and all the new bands that we've had an opportunity to meet up with here this year, Utah, but there were some old friends that got back together a little bit too, and we even had one of those at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, a literal reunion on the stage just for that show.
Yeah, I mean, like every year, you know, there's the thing, a lot happens in a single year. This was certainly a year full of reunions and separations and losses, of course, and our heart goes out to anybody who is, you know, having a trying time currently dealing with their losses, and I'm sure peace will make its way to you. I sure hope so. But yeah, them reunions, those kind of fun. And Band Jam was a special one because it was our only 2-time Grassy Award winning band that made this reunion for us.
Absolutely. And where were their songs recorded?
Oh, yeah. Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yeah, isn't that ironic as we talk about the Meat Locker Recording Studio helping to present our show tonight? But yeah, that was a cool get-together, and yeah, it made my neck hurt. But outside of that...
That's right. Yeah, you were challenged to a headbang, and it happened.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. But yeah, that was fun, seeing them get back together. You know, and I think that shows you what events like the Band Jam can mean to bands. You know, we have a lot of different events that are held throughout the year, and bands really look forward to get-togethers like that. You know, whether it's Music for the Cure or the Fostering Music Summer Shindig, whatever, to be invited to be a part of those. You know, it's a pretty special thing. Regu Festival, you know, name all the great festivals that happen throughout the year. And it means a lot to bands to have that platform to entertain folks.
Yeah, and, you know, a cool thing, too, about Don, he was kind of behind this pick I'm sitting right next to here.
How about that?
Also that Amanda had made up for us with the Grassroots Sing, and all the bands signed that for us. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we look at that each time we do this show in this studio. And hey, you know, Shady Lady Productions, very involved in a lot of different things. And Big Butler Fair Time scenario, there was an old band, I think their name were the Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
Kind of popped up out of nowhere. Huh?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That was something. That was one of them reunions. And we'll come back to the Big Butler Fair here in a little bit. But yeah, that was cool to see them back together. And I think you're going to see way more from them in 2026, which is pretty exciting. And Jay had dropped some of his own music throughout the year as well, some solo stuff, or I don't know, billed as Jay Wiley, but and did that with some, you know, longtime musicians, friends of the show from the past and whatnot. But yeah, looking forward to what comes from them. And another group got together this year,
Rising Regina.
Yeah.
Collaboration. I was just going to bring up the fact that the big event that Zach Rovito was part of putting on at Big Rail, the Hawkeyes jammed that one, and man, that was just a nightmare. Great performance because it was at night. It was awesome. But Rising Regina popped up, and hey, they did a couple acoustic things out at the Big Rail as well.
Yes, they did. And hey, speaking of Big Rail, I'll be there January 11th. So it's a Sunday. I pop on in. Of course, there'll probably be the Steeler playoff game or something going on.
Well, maybe there'll be Saturday, and it'll work out.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, then it'll be the Packers, and I'll be like, of course, they have me so frustrated right now. We'll talk a little football in just a minute.
Okay.
But you know, we've been speaking about new music.
Yeah.
And boy, we waited a long time for these guys to get us some of their new music. And so I'm going to throw on the Shiners and their song A Little More.
And that was so big that we had to have them come in as guest hosts on the show when they were unveiling that for us. And a great tune, A Little More, written by Robbie Keller.
Yes, yes. And speaking about reunions there, so throwing that on and that whole theme there.
Awesome. Well, and back to that other theme.
Yeah.
Tying this into our Steelers and Green Bay Packer playoff theme. You know, the Steelers had gone up to the mighty Detroit Lions in a domed facility where they lost a coin toss, but won a Super Bowl one time and had a pretty good weekend and won a very exciting game that, according to Chip and the Charge-Ups, ties into a song called Coach T Has Never Had a Losing Season. So let's do that following the Shiners. What do you think?
There we go.
It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Felt a cold north wind, sopped on the wind, and the reason's clear, but not to me. Stuck in a warm ghost town, no one left around, and that I'm sure I'll tell a little more. Desert land, and I need more, just a little more. 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 Football's his game.
Rudolph and Trubisky. The next man up always gave us room to breathe. A collapse in December, hey, we'll be fine. As long as we get win number nine.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, our year-end recap, reflecting back on the year that was, 2025, in this segment of our show, brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service and their four locations to serve you. In fact, we were down there this past week, and, you know, down from our weekly trip to pick up our Main Street blend, and we got a couple bags of that and went through the candy case and browsed around and got some stocking stuffers, and, we dropped those in over the holiday, and I was tempted to eat them, but I didn't. I held off just hoping that here the week after Christmas that, you know, where we drop those in on the stockings, they look around and go, hey, would you like to have one? So great stuff, though. Four locations to serve you. Main Street, downtown Butler, the epic location that is the longest standing business in downtown Butler. You go a little further south, Route 8, and they've got a beautiful location, expanded location in Penn Township. And, of course, up at Butler Hospital. And, of course, their Evans City Road location. Those are probably the two biggest locations we stop by because I seem to be out 68 a lot. And, of course, you know, reside near the Butler area. Yeah. So Main Street is easy for us to get down to, and that's where we usually pick things up. But if we're out and about, we'll stop out and grab a coffee out at the Evans City Road location.
And there was a time when Main Street was easier for you to get to.
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of connected to the Main Street that you live off.
Yeah, exactly. There used to be a bridge right below my house, but hey, you know, like my mom said 15 years ago, how could they take your bridge away? Well, I don't know. It wasn't my bridge, Mom, but thanks.
Wow.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Hey, and it was a fun year, too. And I'm reflecting back to a little get-together that you have put up multiple times for us in shared joy, the Rock Station 97.7, some anniversary shows and a 45th anniversary show that we had. And, of course, then you You know, threw some knucklehead on stage to sing. And, that was scary.
It was fun.
But it was cool to be able to access a facility like the Penn Theater in downtown Butler and see that thing reemerge and the success that they had with that facility in downtown Butler, and hopefully more to come in 2026.
Yeah, and I think we'll be involved. The talk is scuttlebutt. We might be involved in something similar coming next fall. So yeah, stay tuned for all of that. Stay tuned for a lot of cool stuff coming up.
Well, Dinner Bell Road, for example, they're having a big get-together right after the first of the year, and they've got a couple big things planned. And shout out to those guys getting to open up for a significant entity, national touring act in Aaron Lewis. You know, and they've got the big, you know, they've had shows at Jurgles, and I know there's more of that to come. The first Rock Done Right tour stop of the year scheduled in February, right? Is there one before that? That'll be the Gary Burke and Noble Hops down at Jurgles.
Yeah, we've got that coming up for sure. Gary was a big part of the Big Butler Fair when we had a Rock Done Right tour stop at the fair last summer as well, which, man, I wish y'all would have came out to that because, you know, when you get an opportunity to get a main stage like that for local music, you need to support it because I think we're losing out to Mud Bogs or something this year. So you got to get out there and support it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's, you know, sometimes you put things on. I mean, we've had that experience at WBUT, putting on a major show and having nobody show up. And I know you've had that experience. And that's the tough part of the promotions industry. But that's a key point. We've tried to bring that up throughout this year. We've got entities that are giving that stage to our local musicians. And, man, if you just pop in for a half an hour on some of these to show the support and show the businesses that you're going to support this, it goes a long way. And, first of all, keeping those businesses open, but also showing that music does sell. And they don't just have to have a jukebox. They can have live entertainment.
So, yeah, I agree. And speaking of that Rock Done Right coming up in February, there's a great stocking stuffer right there. Hop on over and get some tickets for that. It'll be at Jurgles, thanks to Drusky Entertainment. Hey, you mentioned Dinner Bell Road. They had new music this year, which we're going to feature them because that was my album of the year, actually. Hats off to those guys. They put together just a great, great piece of work. And we had more music from Stereo Scandal. Imagine that. They were just on the show. Rattlebones. Skylar Burkett, Kurt Ziegler, man, he's making some noise. We got to get him back on the show. He's getting a lot of attention. Keller, we had Keller in up from West Virginia, and the Redlines.
I tell you what, I had a full page of listing of songs that, you know, when we put together a show, we only have so much time. Rattlebones were one of my highest picks of the year. I really, really dug that song that that they had put out, and had that on my short list to include as part of this show, and we just didn't have enough time. Silver Bullet, though, that was one of my favorite songs of the year. You know, you talk about favorite albums and such, and, you know, we had a new song from the band Tiny Wars that, man, everything we've played from them is just fantastic. And, of course, I would have to say my album of the year definitely has been The Shiners. It was just it's such a long wait for those guys, and understand, you know, they were on the show to talk about, you know, what had happened. And obviously part of that was Rob's tragic accident, but the full recovery. And I just love the material that they do and the way they present songs, man. And it's just awesome. So there was a lot of great music coming out. And one of those was a past Grassy award-winning band, The Rumble. And this might be loosely connected to one of the shows that were down at the Penn Theater, and that maybe that 45th anniversary where the Rumble were doing some jamming and they were having so much fun. They popped over to, you know, over to Cummings and were doing a little rehearsal or messing around. And all of a sudden something pops up in the room and it evolved into a song.
There you go. They'll tell you about it right here.
Yeah, it's called Ghost in the Room, following Dinner Bell Road at the Rumble on the Grassroots Show, year-end anniversary show on The Rock Station, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Thank you.
when I come home. No, not today. That bottle on the shelf is calling my name. It's not coming down. No, not today. All I can look forward to is time. Do what you need to do. I'll be fine. Drive by our house to see if you're okay. Not coming, no, not today. That old beer joint is just down the way. Should I stop in? No, not today. First my sober year down the drain. I'm looking for a second chance again.
can't stay for long alone in this room. Don't think I can tell if you're all ghost or your goose. You got me where you want me, baby. I'm always under your spell. And I can hear your frequency, honey. And I'm scared as hell.
We're actually going to have to get those guys in the studio to really kind of fess up what was going on that evening in a location high atop Main Street in downtown Butler. And that might be the key slogan there. Ghost in the Room, The Rumble, and Dinner Bell Road. And what a great tune today. And I agree with you. That was a killer album, man. That song Gone is one that, man, I had to put into even BUT rotation right out of the gate. Some good stuff. We're reflecting back on what was 2025 as we're winding down here. This is the final Sunday in the year, and we get geared up for 2026. And, of course, keep in mind, Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming your way again. It'll be 2 weeks before Labor Day this year, but always, as always, in August at Cooper's Lake Campground. And tickets will be on sale for that before you know it.
Yeah, it'll probably just be a couple of weeks before those are on sale, and camping reservations as well. So follow along on our webpage, thebandjam.com, or our Facebook page as well, and we'll keep you posted. We're trying to use the Instagram a little bit more. You know, I guess the young kids use that. So I'm still in like a 2-year college course to learn how to use this crap, trying to get it set up. And I already forgot the password. I can't get into it. So started posting stuff, and now I'm locked out, and I got stuff to do. Anyway, that's where that stands. But, yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, a lot of things happened over the year. And one thing that I kind of reflect back on was surrounding Memorial Day. There was a couple of different events going on surrounding that. And one of those was out at Veterans in Need. They had a little get-together, and that was a day that feels kind of like what we felt leading into Christmas, where we had frigid wind chills. The whole first part of December was nothing but snow, and well, we had winter before winter began, and then as soon as winter began, all of a sudden we had a 60-degree day. But I remember that day standing around and watching people play, and it kind of reminded me of a Spirit of Christmas parade. People watching people wagging their way down Main Street playing in the frigid cold. That was a cold day, but cool day.
It was a very fun day, actually. I really enjoyed that. And Roy will be doing that again this year. I don't have the date right in front of me, but of course, just stay tuned for that. And yeah, we had played back-to-back shows, and one of them was that one, and it was like 35 or something like that. And then we played a show where it was 80. I mean, it was just it's like crazy out. So.
Yeah. But I remember back at that time of May, we took the first of several trips up to Erie on the show and got to visit with Alice DeGeorge of the Six Pack House of Beer.
Yeah.
In some locations up that way. We had a special guest debut of Jeff Hartz on the show. He's been doing it. In fact, he just more recently played one of the stops down in Freeport. And then we met the guys from Rurally Bankrupt. And boy, did they make some noise at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. There were multiple acts that people were raving about at the end, and I even heard it Sunday going, man, that Rurally Bankrupt, man, they were killer.
That's funny that you've recently heard this too, because me as well, the Confessors and Rurally Bankrupt, yeah. People are still talking about these two bands from the Band Jam, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was, what, 6 months ago? The Band Jam? 5 months ago? And it's like, oh, what was that one band? That one band they had. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff.
Well, and of course, they have their own little gig that they do in Venango County, the Hills and Hollers, right?
Yeah, that was a fun time. And, keep your eye open for that, too. That's worth the trip.
Yeah. And, of course, you flip the calendar from June into July, and you've got, the Big Butler Fair and just the fun times of that. And of course, we used to have the band jam in July, and we kind of moved it away from that. And that's why we've settled into to August. But of course, Grassy Awards and a whole lot more. But one of the bands that we met along the way, I mentioned it earlier, the Faded Colored Band, we were starting to gather our Grassy noms in the month of May to get them prepared to present to folks so that they could vote on that for the month of July. And Faded Color was one of the bands that were on my short list, and didn't they make the cut? And we're going to spin some And I Feel coming up here in just a few minutes.
And again, another young band, so it's just really cool to see. And hey, some more long-awaited music came from our friends in Parabellum as well, and Meat Locker Recording Studio, that's where this came out of, Bread and Circuses. And boy, the list, I still got to mention some others here. Well, we had new music from Billy Price and Parks and Company, Iron Brigade, who was just recently on, and of course Post Traumatic. So fun stuff. And we can only play so many, though.
Yeah, well, and you've been turning me on to that Post Traumatic, and it is some catchy stuff. Even going back to the band Keller, we met them for the first time, and I've seen them. I follow them on social media, and they're pretty active.
They're going to be playing the Whiskey A Go-Go.
Yeah, about that. We talked about Sour Mash and did a whole show surrounding that. So let's dig into Parabellum and Faded Color as we review 2025 tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah. Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight, our year-end recap for 2025. Bob in Utah with you. And we want to thank Bill Damiano and Build the Scene, helping to present our show here tonight, along with the Meatlock Recording Studio and Cummings Candy and Coffee. And might as well talk a little bit about anniversaries right now, Utah, as we continue our reflection back to 2025, because Build the Scene had one of those celebrations, 21 years now for the Pennsylvania Rock Show?
In 800 episodes, because he had his kids on for the 800th episode, and he's got us by 100, because we had an anniversary too here, Bob, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the 700th episode of our show, but Pennsylvania Rock Show, 21 years. Congratulations, Bill. And, of course, a couple of other celebrations back in September after the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that featured a brand new stage location that people raved about. And, hey, it was the biggest sponsorship year for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, too.
Thank you.
Special shout out to everybody that was part of the sponsorship to help make that event happen, especially with the cost of having a new stage as well. Man, that was huge. But, September 20th, very special day because it honored 20 years of the Lady. Congratulations.
Yeah, Shady Lady. We celebrated our official 20th anniversary out at Missing Links Brewery, which was a great time as always. And it was just so cool to see Shady Lady merch everywhere, you know, so appreciated that. And Terry brought me two boxes of cigars with Shady Lady bands on them, and it was really neat. A lot of cool little special things that people made. Amanda made a bunch of coasters for Shady Lady 20th, and so it was cool.
Yeah. And then surrounding that time as well, your band, Noble Hops, celebrated 15 years, and there was a really cool show at the 11th Frame as part of the live local music series that Shady Lady produces. And just kind of a celebration night. It was almost kind of like one of those we talked about the 45th anniversary, you know, celebration shows for The Rock Station. It was just an opportunity to sit down and have a reflection back of the progression of the Noble Hops band. And you had a lot of those folks that were involved in the band over the years come in and just play music from that time period.
Yeah, we tried to get everybody who was involved in, you know, to play, but some people were already committed to other things. And it was fun, you know. Me and Ed played a good set from way back when, and John Rickard sat in on everything because he was capable of doing that, which was a good time. And the old cover band got back together, was, you know, Zach and Chris and Tony and Jay Lynn and myself, and then the current lineup took the night out. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, it was a fun night. A fun night to watch everybody in motion, and just cool to see the on and off that happens. And, you know, I get to see that a little closer firsthand at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. But just to pull that off, that transition. And I had some people talking to me about that at Band Jam, of how well that flows. And I think that's a testament to your years of experience, certainly, of producing shows. But getting somebody on and off stage, set up, and then, boom, plugging in. And, of course, when you have a company like Labatt Productions to help that cause, they're so very good at that. That's something to really kind of marvel at, I think, that is kind of maybe, a lot of times behind the scenes of a show. But it also, I think, shows you the talent of the musicians themselves that they're in this music scene and when they're presenting their stuff. I mean, I think that's what people have gravitated to.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned Lamatt Productions. I was just thinking about them the other day. I was like, man, they do a good job.
Well, we're reflecting back on 2025, and I think in honor of the 15th year of Noble Hops, I think you need to play a tune because you released several new tunes this year. And each of those have made their way into regular rotation on the rock station because, first of all, they're very well written. Some of the songs, a couple of the songs, I guess you could say, we had known a little bit about. Me, for example, you'd had heard you produce, you know, you play those out live in past settings, perform. But you had a couple of doozies that were new rights too, and one of those is kind of based on a true story. Or a true location?
Yeah, true location. But yeah, the 15th anniversary was right on the heels of us getting to go to the Grand Ole Opry, and we were nominated for Song of the Year, or a song called Kelso Beach, as one of the Joe C. Music Awards. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm going to throw in some Kelso Beach.
And that was one of two nominations for the band.
Yeah, I don't know how the other one happened. we were nominated for Group of the Year too. But
yeah,
we weren't holding our breath on that one, but we were pretty proud of Kelso Beach for sure. It's a great song, and hats off to Jazz and Mike Ofka and everybody, Linda Weber, and everybody who made that whole project possible.
Yeah, there's great artwork with that. Pull it up and download it, friends. Noble Hops, Kelso Beach. And I'm going to go bounce back to May. We had really received a new song from the Bail Jumpers, who are past Grassy nominees, by the way, and their tune Jump Dance and Shout, following Kelso Beach from the Noble Hops. It's the Grassroots year-end recap show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
As I sit here alone with my guitar and beer, one thing's for certain, I sure miss you, my dear. And I know my life's been better, those I choose. Well, I made me some good friends. Some again from way back in the day. It's important to know just who is your tribe. Without them, it might be hard to survive. And I know my life's been better, those I choose. We'll be right back.
to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back to wrap up our wrap up of 2025 tonight. It's the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob in Utah with you, and we want to thank you folks for tuning in all year long and supporting the show and sharing it. Man, it's always amazing. Utah, I think, does such a marvelous job creating an image for each show, and you share that on Sunday morning on various platforms. And always look forward to seeing that because there's great graphics with it, whether it's the band or, you know, kind of loved last week's Christmas episode, you know, everybody gathered around Santa. But also the sharing by other bands and musicians when that pops up is just remarkable to see. And we want to thank everybody for that, and that support of this show.
Yeah, for everybody who supports, and it's huge. And, you know, we'll probably even talk about that some more throughout the coming year because it's important. And, you know, we alluded back to the Rock Done Right at the fairgrounds, how, you know, boy, if we'd have had some more support, we might be doing that again this year. And that's important. But
yeah, well, keep that food for thought. Get out and support those local shows when they pop up. And we've had some visits to some folks that we hadn't heard from for a while. We got to visit with Isaac Cole again. It had been a little bit. Slim Forsythe was back on the scene. And, of course, we've included Steel Town Christmas on our Christmas special. Acoustic Fingers back, too. And Rob's stayed active, but usually we got used to him. It seemed like he was putting out an album every 6 months, you know. Things slowed down maybe a little bit for him, I think. Morgan Gruber was back. Lone Crow Rebellion, we had them on as special guests this past year. And, of course, music always coming from Elena out of Nashville, which is always pretty cool to watch. And you turned me on to a new band called Lords of the Highway, too, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, and new music from Mia Z also, going all the way back to our very first band jam ever. And Folk Indie Bob, we debuted some new stuff from him as well. And I'm sure we're missing some, and not intentional, but it happens. Look at this list of all these new songs from artists. So yeah.
Well, I just pulled out the this is not an encyclopedia. I know this is not good television or radio, but maybe we could advertise it on Music from the 412. This is the encyclopedia that was every show that we did in 2025, and it is just packed full of music because we average 8+ songs on every show. And of course tonight, expanding that a little bit to do a dozen songs, and of course we had 16 on the Christmas special, and it's all local music.
Yep.
So pretty cool stuff.
And another band I got to mention that dropped some new stuff this year, yeah. And there's more coming, and I'm going to throw that on, and that's Appalachian Honey, and a cool little tune called You're Still Around, which she wrote, the Chrissy Joe wrote the day Tom Petty died.
How about that? Yeah. A little tribute there. And of course, Chrissy Joe told us that story on our live get together that we do every Thanksgiving weekend, our live call-in show. It had an opportunity.
Yeah, she phoned in. That was really cool.
That was great stuff. And it's been a fun year, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't close out the show tonight with our Grassy Award-winning band for the year, Zach Rovito's collaboration with the Ragged Company, and kind of an historic. We talked about the reunion of Anger the Ant and the two-time winners, the only two-time winners of the Grassy Award, but all the connections to Anger the Ant within Ragged Company to carry the belt, the Rust Belt rhythm, to the Grassy Award. How about that? That wraps up our show tonight. And we'll do it again next Sunday night. As a matter of fact, we're going to be welcoming in our friend that we use to kick off our new year every year, and that's Mr. Rocky Lamonti. We'll talk music from the 412 because it goes back a few years that Rocky came on to the show to introduce music from the 412 because it was kicking off at a particular New Year's weekend. So we'll do that next Sunday night at 7.
And I was trying to remember the guy's name, Corey.
Corey Steiner.
Four Grassy Awards with
Corey.
Him. Yeah. Four-time Corey. There you go. Yeah.
Great stuff. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Happy New Year. Be safe in 2026. And we'll talk to you then for more Grassroots, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Sun and sea. 7-7.